You are fired. My brother's neck is beet red, his nostrils flared. He's the picture of incensed at the moment. But he loves me. I excel at finding Tad's heart. The traffic on the way in, I start.
I'm not joking, Becca.
His eyebrows go higher, his mouth half open for a beat before he finishes his thought.
I can't deal with this right now.
I'm at the entrance of Grand Lark Retreat, where the unmanned front desk sits empty, but the bar/restaurant beyond holds a total of 7 human beings, including the staff. My brother and Dominic, who's busy holding up a wall. Every pair of eyes is on me, but I walk in, head held high after being called out in the least subtle way ever. Can't deal with what? I ask Tad when I reach the far unpopulated end of the bar. This rush you and Dominic can't handle without me? I rest my bag on an empty bar stool and swipe my hands over my soaking wet arms. I swam here. It took extra time. Sue me.
I'm not suing you, Becca.
He washes a glass in the angriest way possible.
I'm firing you.
He dries it in the same manner. I flick my eyes around the room. A couple sits at the bar, ignoring my drama. An older guy occupies a booth in the corner, also ignoring me. The single woman at the bar watches me unabashedly, and I pull my eyes from her judgy ones and reroute to the only patron left. An incredibly attractive guy who narrows his focus on me before returning it to the screen of his phone. I have a whole body oomph, like someone knocked the wind out of me. My gaze snags on his broad shoulders and square jaw a little longer than appropriate before I force myself to deal with my brother. You don't want to fire me. You need me, I try grinning. Tad glares.
You were supposed to be here 20 minutes ago.
He snaps his arms straight and points at the office where our shared desk sits.
Any phone calls that come in are supposed to be answered by you. Not by me, not by Dominic. That's why I pay you.
Which I totally appreciate and need, I chime. My brother is a taller, angrier version of me. Darker blonde hair that's much, much shorter than my own. Flat line of a mouth where I mostly show off my smile. I'm chipper. He's more of a wood chipper.